الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر Allahu Akbar. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Insha'Allahu ta'ala, after the remaining dua, our honorable respected guest from South Africa, Mullah Ridwan Qaji, hafidhahullahu ta'ala wa ra'ah, will be blessing us with his words of wisdom. I urge everyone to stay behind and benefit, and this is especially a plea to the youth. Insha'Allahu ta'ala, the lecture will be in the English language, and if we sit in this lecture, insha'Allahu ta'ala, it will become the means of our lives being filled with the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Abhi ka chanda Jampur Islamic Educational Trust Induk India ke liye hai. Tamam hazrat se guzarish ki jati hai ke wo zarur ta'awun kare apne zakat sadaqat aur rillah se. Allahumma anta salam wa minka salam. اللهم عنا خمرات الموت وسكرات الموت اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير الزكاة اللهم إنا نسألك اليسر ونعوذ بك من العسر اللهم إنا نسألك حبك وحب من يحبك والحب الذي يقربنا إليك اللهم اجعل حبك أحب إلي اللهم أرنا الحق حقا. اللهم اجعلنا من الذين إذا أحسنوا استبشروا وإذا أساءوا استغفروا. اللهم اجعلنا من التوابين واجعلنا من المتطهرين. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم غير ضالين. اللهم إنا نسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة، ونسألك إيمانا لا يردد ونعيما لا ينفد. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المؤمنين ورحمهم برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. We request all to come closer to the pulpit. We request all to come closer to the minbar and not to remain scattered within the masjid. Jazakumullah. Please come closer to the front of the masjid. The more zeal we show before Allah Ta'ala, the more He will bless us with.
Anyway, stop before that is okay also. 7:40, half an hour. 7:10? 7:20. 7:20. Also dusty. Inshallah, I say. Get me a Quran, sir. Sorry. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم ألهمنا مراشد أمورنا وأعيذنا من شرور أنفسنا Bismillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillah. What we will discuss, inshallah, over the next few times that we have an opportunity to speak, is how close we are towards a changing world, and how much of preparation are we presently doing to invite that world in front of us. Many of us will remember that COVID, it brought a stop to the world. And the normal nature is when everything comes to a stop, it's supposed to take very long to start again. But if you just think about it, after COVID, moving till the year 2025, already before COVID, they had something called Vision 2030. So normally Vision 2030 was set before COVID. And if anyone had gone for Umrah at that time, you would see it on the Zamzam containers. Some people thought it was a vision only for Saudi Arabia. Then around the world, people began looking on their maps. Then they saw Vision 2030. And everyone started thinking, or many never even bothered, that whose vision it is. It can't be the president of South Africa. He got no vision. But it was there also. Everyone had the same vision. Normally you will say each president, he got a different time. One will say in 20 years, I'll get this. One will say in 25 years, I'll get this. If everyone got one vision, it means one person's vision. So how does one person now control the minds of everyone? That everyone was told, this is our plan. So all of them said, this is the date, 2030. It became a vision. You would have expected when COVID came, because COVID, according to them, stopped the whole world. And it stopped it for about one and a half years practically. During that time, I couldn't travel, you couldn't travel. After that, they said, now most of the results of COVID are gone. So I would have expected on end of COVID, they supposed to have taken out a message that because 1.5, 2 years were knocked because of COVID, we never expected. So now Vision 2030 is supposed to turn to Vision 2032. That give us at least 2 years. They say not 2 years, actually 5 years, the amount of harm it did. In South Africa, the first paper that came out, which was called COVID Guidelines. COVID Guidelines. In the bottom of COVID Guidelines was a sign they called Vision 2030. Where normally when COVID Guidelines come out, it will say like Vision 2030 cancelled. Example, if I get sick, we'll say program cancelled. We'll never say COVID, and at the bottom we'll say program affirmed. When program Vision 2030 was written as the sign, it was as if COVID itself came to bring in Vision 2030. That without COVID, we could not reach where we want to reach. Otherwise, you won't put Vision 2030 at the bottom of COVID guidelines. No change happened after. Now, if you travel in the world, Vision 2030 is no longer on the Zamzam containers. Now it is everywhere. Now you're seeing it even if you don't want to see it. You will see it in those lands, you will see it in your lands. Vision 2030 is the burst, or what is called the final, but the beginning is what we call 2025. 2025, why I have to say this is, if I have to say Vision 2030, many of us always say it's the long. But when you say Vision 2025, then you say 2025 is around the corner. If it is around the corner, me and you now need around the corner. When they say a sharp turn is coming in front. And before that, they'll always put signs to say, watch out for the sharp turn, watch out for the sharp turn. What you do? At that time, you press brakes a little. No one says, I like speed, so let me just carry on. Whatever turn comes, I'll just fly over it. Even if you can't trust the government and the world of the government, when they put a sign to show a turn is coming, we say, why take the chance? Maybe a turn is coming, let me put on brakes. And if no turn comes, I got no problem. I'll take it and I'll carry on speeding and I'll say, hey, the turn never came. But if the turn does come, we have reached a time where we have to start noticing changes. The changes must not be so normal as though there's no change. After COVID, the world has seen weather which we never ever experienced before. They have seen sudden changes in temperatures which was never there. They have seen floods which they said we never thought floods like this could ever come, for which reason the countries were never prepared for it. They are now seeing earthquakes which they never imagined, never understood, never saw the like of these earthquakes. When everything is called something never done before, we'll say never done before COVID. After COVID, the world started with a war which was never ever imagined. That war, as it continues, new laws will come into place. New weather patterns will be seen. Me and you might just see the signs and say, we'll never say the weather is gone mad. That we will never say. For Almighty Allah is in charge of the entire system. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam did speak about that going closer to the ending, Almighty Allah will allow certain powers to be able to tap into behind. You tap into what we can't notice. And because of that tapping, certain changes will happen in environments which the world never saw. The ability to tap into that was also mentioned by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that it will be handed over to evil elements. And the height of evil elements he described as Dajjal, the master of deception, the element of the greatest evil. We call it the prime, the axle of evil. So when the agents themselves are allowed to make tap, 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 you will imagine when finally he himself starts tapping. We are living in a time where the agents of the system of Dajjal, as though time is running out. Because normally before you reach your date, you don't ever announce it. One is that when you are so convinced we're almost there, no one can stop us now. And the other is when your own time is running out. I gave the example the other day. When we make qurbani in our countries, for you people, qurbani, your qurbani, Eid al-Adha is the same like Eid al-Fitr. Eid al-Fitr, you'll understand, dress up nicely, visit the family. Eid al-Adha, dress up nicely, visit the family. I don't think anyone in this country says Eid al-Adha is I bring the cow to my backyard. Because in these countries, I hardly saw the place. How are you going to get a cow? Car can't go through the roads also. The poor cow, it's in no place in England. So you will never see qurbani like how we see it. We really see like you bring the big cow. Someone's backyard got it. It's breaking one tree there. So the day before qurbani, everyone like loves the cow. We come in with our lovely jubba, kurta. The girls come in with the burqa. Someone is petting the cow. Mashallah, mashallah. Someone is feeding it. Even the cow starts thinking that they brought me here. They're so kind. Like I was eating in the grass. They came to feed me. And it comes, it's an amal of the days of Eid, that before the slaughtering of the animal, to just rub the hand over the animal. That is also known, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ, who will show honor to those things that remind one of Allah. Indeed, it is a sign that there is the fear of Allah in the heart. It is recorded by the ulama that this itself is an amal, to see the animal you're going to slaughter, to touch the animal, to show love to the animal. So we do it. And that day, no one is in a rush. But the next day, as soon as the Eid Salah takes place, now no one got time to show love now. Now the people don't come dressed with that lovely kurta. They quickly go and wear farmer clothing. Now they are ready for blood. Now when the cow looks at them, he says, they're not dressed like yesterday. Yesterday, however, the knife was being sharpened in the kitchen. And if someone could tell the cow, I don't understand what's happening, but why will you sharpen a knife to cut grass? Like, so the knife was being sharpened, but it was behind. Nothing was being open. It was called subtle. Subtle preparation is when I still got time. But on Eid, then the day of Eid is now there's no time. So then you take out the knife. Then the farmer is coming. You tell him, keep the knife behind you. Don't show the cow. But the cow already starts understanding. Then you see him start becoming edgy. He's moving. Now young boys are going and try to put the rope around him. The cow understands. This is not yesterday. If you open your eye at the moment, you will see in your country and around the world, changes are no longer subtle. Changes in education, changes on the walls around, changes in the field of technology, changes on the tongue of people, changes of what the government requires and how they will now force their motive and their narrative. Even if you are not happy with your child learning certain things, no more it's your child. He will now study it, leave him, allow him. They'll say, give him the chance to choose. It's not the truth. Give us the chance to force. So the father is told, you are just the father. You just brought him in the world. But now education is not your right anymore. It is not an option. What we want him to learn, we will order it. And if you want to be a barrier, we will stop you. That level of force, we never saw it before. That open march in the world to say, now we want what is known as the filthiest of the filthiest. Not only we want it for ourselves, we demand it for everyone else. When in the schooling system they have told that forget the child who is 13 and 14, we have to introduce him to something which is not very clean. But because he's 14, he might understand. In the schooling system, they are now saying, forget the 14 in the 5-year-old child, in the beginning books of his nursery, in the cartoon world, where the child's mother said, harmless cartoons. He's only watching Superman. He's only seeing him flying in the sky. He's only seeing Batman flying at night. But now the child will see Superman wanting to kiss Batman. That young child will wonder, what is the purpose of the kiss? You have to fight the villains on the road. But that one kiss in that entire cartoon will say to the child, this is what I want from you. If I am now your hero for the last 20 years, it means you are my follower. If I need to kiss Batman, you need to also kiss another man. And that thought that will be planted in the mind of the child, who is going to wipe away that thought? In the past, you never thought they would be so open in it. But if you open your eyes and you see how open, then think of the example of Qurbani. That they only go wild. You only show everything when time is running out. If time is running out, we have to look at the clock to see how much time we got left. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned signs of Qiyamah. Every sign of his can write a book. An encyclopedia can open up. History can be changed. The atheist can be made Muslim again. The man who's digging into the ground is told that you know this now, but how did we know it 1,400 years ago? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لا تقوم الساعة, the hour will not be established, حتى تعود أرض العرب, until the lands of the Arabs will once again become murujaw wa anhara. It will become lush, it will become flowing rivers. What a word. One is it must become. We have seen the lands of Arabia. We have driven from one point to the other. We see nothing but sand. Or we can say we used to see nothing but sand. Already this year when some people are on that same journey, Medina to Makkah, Makkah Mukarrama to Medina Munawwara, on that very journey they're looking out. And they wonder, how come I never saw the grass of Arabia before this? Meaning where it came. COVID killed the whole world, but the grass suddenly started coming out. Already in those lands you will see greenery which was not there before. What a miracle it was. But the sentence that was used, until the lands of the Arabs become gardens, lush gardens and rivers as it once upon a time was. We never knew once upon a time the land, the deserts of Arabia were gardens. There was indication in Quran, speaking of Nabi Hud alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam was in the land, his people Ad. Ahqaf is most likely the land they inhabited. They were huge in size, huge Ahqaf. The lands of Ahqaf today is nothing but desert, nothing. But in the era of Hud alayhi salam, when he gave da'wah to his people, he said, وَاتَّقُوا الَّذِي أَمَدَّكُمْ بِمَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Fear that Allah who has given you help in things you are well aware of. أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ. He has given you so much of livestock. He has given you so much of children. أَمَدَّكُمْ بِأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ. Look at the gardens he has given you. We would read that verse and wonder which gardens. In the lands of Ahqaf, there's no gardens. It is just desert and desert. Today, what they call people who dig. Muslim, non-Muslim. A German was responsible for a lot of digging in this land. A scholar says, I met the German and I said to him that, now what is your theory regarding the future and the past? He said, in this land of the Arabs desert, we have found the proof that once upon a time it was lush, lush gardens. So he says, amazing, our Nabi mentioned that when he said, until he returns. So the German non-Muslim just shook his head, that he says, that's what it shows. He says, and what you understand for the future? He says, because of climatic change, we understand that the land of the Arabs very soon again is going to become gardens. So the man said, that's what our Nabi said to us. So he said, very good. Then he asked the German, that all of your research has now shown you the past and the future. I want you to tell me now, how do you think my Nabi, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who never have your tools, How did he know once upon a time these lands were gardens? So the German looked at him and he said, most probably the Romans told him about it. Most probably the Romans, because the Romans had an empire. So they would have heard. So one Roman told him, he said, very good. He said, and how do you think my Nabi knew that one day in the future it will become a garden again? And then the German looked and said, then, he said, what you want me to say? Most likely the one in the skies told him. So he said to the German, I want you to write it down. This, from your own tongue. You are atheist in tongue, your heart also believes. Atheist in tongue where you say, I don't believe. But when the ending, why are you telling me what you want me to say? Means you yourself are surprised. When the land of the Arabs starts becoming green, me and you will make a few more journeys to those lands, Mubarak lands. Allah make us make many journeys. As we are making the journeys to the Mubarak lands of the Haram, few things I am begging. One is, let our journey for Umrah always be a journey for Umrah. Let the Umrah, Makkah, Mukarramah, Medina, Munawwara not be the bypass. That I am going on the way, you know, I'll just stop by. This is not an in-law. That normally you say, you know, I'm passing by and going somewhere. My mother-in-law lives on, I'm stopping for tea. She says, that's the only time you stop over. Passing by, you say, you're not my mother in the end of the day. My mother, I'll sleep over. I made my mother a journey, but you're my mother-in-law in the ending. Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara is no mother-in-law. It is not a land where you say, I'm going somewhere else. On the way, you know, 2 days I got in the haram. Quickly make an umrah and carry on. Why we will have to say this is, in the next few years you are going to see beautiful lands. Until today, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahimullah says, Allah made the lands around the Kaaba a desert. Beautiful in his poetic form, he said, when Allah chose the desert, because had he made it a garden around the Kaaba, he said there was the fear that the Haji will come with his camera. And when you will ask him, how many tawafs are you making? He said, at the moment I got a picnic carrying on. He says, Allah saved us from that day by making it sand around the Baytullah. But in the next few years, people will go to the Haram. And they will be told, Umrah is a once of shot. Salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a 3 minute thing. After that, what are you going to get in the masjid? Whereas from the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much of nuraniyat, tajalli, light is being pumped. He wanted us to come and make salam like how a grandfather says, where is my grandchildren? They're not making salam. Now the grandchildren come and he makes salam. After that, the grandfather says, sit there. The grandchild now starts getting edgy. He says, Daddy, can I go play? Daddy gives him one shot. He says, your grandfather today wants to start distributing inheritance. If you're going to go play in the gardens, you're going to lose out. I'm going to lose out. Just shut up and sit. But the grandchild says, nothing's happening. Grandfather is just with his eyes closed. Father says, with his eyes closed also, he's working out his maths. That who must get how much? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's heart pumps from the qabr of Medina Munawwara. When he asks for an individual to come and make salam to him, the salam is very short. After the salam, the demand is now stay in Medina. Now stay in the masjid. Now engage in durood. You don't have to be in front of the rawda. You can be anywhere. He said, anywhere in the masjid who will say salam to the Nabi of Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, without the agency of an angel, I will hear it directly and respond. Anyway, out of the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an angel will convey our salam. In the masjid, Almighty Allah will take the voice directly. The heart will absorb it. He said, I will take your name, I will hear your name. Who sent it? I will reply and I will make dua. So much is being pumped, so much. When you ask the individual, how many days you spent? He said, no, I had 5 days in Medina Munawwara. But you know how much of history there is to see? How much of history? I went to Makkah Mukarramah. You said, how many umrahs you made? He said, making umrahs is a little hard at the moment. Downstairs, I can make one. You know, upstairs takes long. I have to walk around, my legs pain. He said, so where were you? He said, don't you know about the places of this and the places of that? You never saw it. They have given us visa now. History is wonderful. My child likes history. So he says, when you went to the house of Allah and you just bypass the house, as we are moving for the next few years, the desire is the gardens of Arabia must become more important than the house of Almighty Allah. At the top, what we will call North Arabia, is the city of Neom. Vision 2030 begins with the city of Neom. Neom means the new future. The new future. Neo means, in whichever language, not English, but in whichever language, Neo means new. But that meme, that M at the ending of Neo, that M is the Arabic word, Mustaqbil. Neo Mustaqbil, a combination of Arab and whatever the other is. I'm also not sure, but it is not English. The combination of Arab and something non-Arab, the mixture of the two to create such a magical world that when the individual lands in, he will say, I never thought I could have Jannah on earth. Neom is the beginning picture of Jannah, paradise on earth. People in the past enjoyed gardens in the lands of the Arabs. And people in the future, the ending will be the land of the Arabs will be gardens. Qiyamah will not be established until the lands of the Arabs will become gardens and rivers. If me and you get a chance to see it, at that time don't say wow. Say wasadaqa Rasulullah. My Nabi spoke the truth. And at that time don't run fast into the gardens, but hold back a little. Read A'udhu Billah. Say how it started in the past with people of evil. It is ending in the future with people of evil. How they had those lands, and that was the time just before the destruction came. This is now the ending also. We are on the verge. A lot we will see starting with 2025. A lot we are going to see if your eye is open. 2030, even if your eye is closed, you're going to see it. But between 2025 and 2030, the one whose eye is open, who is able to see beyond what everyone else is seeing, when others are seeing gardens, me and you will see fitan. We must see trials. We must see iman being pulled out. We must see filth and dirt being spread in the world. Where others will be seeing technology becoming so strong, me and you must see connection to Allah becoming weaker and weaker. And say why? When others will see a kitchen which is so up to date that there is no need for a wife in the kitchen. A man from his business will take out his phone, press one button, a small robot will move in his kitchen. The fridge will open up, robot will pull out one can. The robot will know recipes better than your wife could ever understand. It will take it and put it on the stove. It will start mixing it. Your message was sent on the phone. I'll be home in 45 minutes. Robot sends a message back. Pizza will be ready in 45 minutes. That man will enter. Business will be from home. Business will be there. Everything will be happening in the house. You'll say, where's the wife? He will say, I don't need a wife. I only need Wi-Fi. In that day, the world will be so happy with the system. The people of Iman will say, you have crumbled the family life. Can a child ever grow up in such technology? When the person will say, amazing, a believer will say, A'udhu Billah. I seek protection from Allah. When you will see it becoming bigger, we will not say bigger, we will say bigger and badder. It will get worse by the day. It is the people of Iman, when they will see it, they will say, if the era of the emergence of Dajjal is so close, my need to connect with Surah Kahf has now come immediately. I will now start reading the Surah every Friday. If I had become lax, after COVID I have to now hold on to it. It will be protection for my physical self. It will be protection for my spiritual self. Surah Kahf, a certain doctor in South Africa mentioned this to me. When COVID started, many of the doctors opposed what scholars said. Many scholars said, don't trust the thing. It is not a normal sickness. Many doctors said to the scholars, you remain in the masjid. They couldn't even say that. They say, masjids are closed. They say, you stay out of the masjid. So there was no place for the scholar. He said, leave medicine for us. Many of those doctors later on retracted. But the one doctor is saying to me, his friend was so hard on the system. So in an argument, one person said to him that I can't argue with you, you know too much of the medical world. But I'm only asking you to do one thing, that can you start reading 10 verses of Surah Kahf? That's all I ask. He said, what problem with that? He began reading 10 verses of Surah Kahf. The person narrating to me says, the other man, within a few weeks, his mind changed so much with regarding to COVID that he became more staunch against it than the first individual. He said, a few verses changed my entire outlook of the system. It is the surah that goes into the heart directly. From the heart, it hits the eye. What one man sees, the man who reads Surah Kahf will see something else. What one man hears, the one who reads Surah Kahf is going to hear something else. Someone will tell him, you're saying, talking rubbish. What you are saying is not what I see. You say, you are not seeing with my eye. I have read Surah Kahf and now I am seeing. You read it and you will see the same. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, whoever will recite Surah Kahf on a Friday, Allah tabarak ta'ala will create such a light from him. Wherever he is standing, until the house of Allah, that light will spread. From wherever he is standing, until the house of Allah, your entire future will open up. Darkness will become bright. For me to explain to you, you might be saying, this is not going to happen. In Vision 2025, 2030, nothing is going to happen. But we will see the robots moving. War will be robots. In the business will be robots. In the kitchen will be robots. In the bedroom will be robots. We'll see it all. But the one who hasn't got Surah Kahf, he will only see benefit. He will only see an easy life. He will say, I don't need to dress up. In my pajamas, I can do business. Sitting on my bed, he will put on glasses. With the glasses, he'll be sitting in his shop already. He'll be telling the secretary, why are you late? Secretary says, sorry, but she's late where? She's also in a bedroom in pajamas. She got late putting on her metaverse. She says, sorry, I'm here now in 1 minute. Suddenly she's there. Then he asks his other partners, you want some tea, you want some coffee? They said, we're very thirsty. But they're drinking in a world where there's nothing to drink. As they're drinking there, nothing is going in the body. But their mind feels, I'm satiated. Sometimes you might find a person getting thinner by the day. You will say to him, what are you doing? Are you not eating? He says, every day I have 10 meals. But 10 meals in a world that is not real means I do not have one meal. As his physical body will become weaker and weaker in the search for pleasure, his spiritual body will become weaker and weaker in the search for pleasure. If you say to him, can you stand to go to the masjid? He will say, me, I don't like to go outside. The air is not very clean. The water is not so good. I get sick very fast. I don't have the ability to fight the germs outside. Me, I love to live within the four walls of my house. You say, you don't go to business. No, I do it from home. You don't go to the maktab. No, I study from home. You don't go to madrasa. I do online madrasa. You don't go to study anything online. Say, online where everything is my bedroom. You don't go to the kitchen. No, the robot brings it for me also. You don't go anywhere. Say, I go nowhere. That individual who goes nowhere will find it very hard to come to the masjid. Spiritual world will start suffering when man will see technology in its boom. We are on the verge of that. Before, we already in it. But before that spider makes that bite, which makes us out of our power, before that, let us start reading the surah. Inshallah, in the next program, tonight after Isha most likely, there will be a small means about 20 minutes, inshallah. We will explain a few verses of Surah Kahf. The surah is miraculous in nature in many ways. It is the miracle of Allah. One is the mere reading of the surah without understanding the meaning at all is protection from the fitan of Dajjal. One is every verse of the surah speaks regarding something me and you are seeing. And it gives the solution to what we are seeing. What we will mention, inshallah, after the Isha, after the Taraweeh, will be a few. It will be a. It will not be a. There will be another program. Yeah. Tomorrow after? Tomorrow, Jummah, inshallah, we will discuss it. So tomorrow, Juma, we will speak about a few principles that if we have to abide to, simple. It is called that they say, make sure you take your vitamins. They say, how many tablets? They say, 5 tablets. Say, 5 tablets and no virus will ever catch you. I'll say, give me that 5 tablets. What does it cost? They say, it costs only a little time. 5 things to be done. And an individual who will do these 5, which is mentioned in Surah Kahf, 5 principles. By the barakah of these 5, Allah Tabaruk Tala will make him like how he made the people. We call it Surah Kahf because it was called Al-Kahf. There were 7 boys. They ran in a cave. They were worried that if we have to be found, we will be killed. When they were in the cave, they were worried, how will food come to us? They were worried, how are we going to survive? Almighty Allah said, what you worried for? He made them fall asleep. 309 years they remained sleeping. During that 309 years, their body never needed food. There was no fear of a bedsore. Allah Tabaruk Tala says, we would turn them from side to side. نُقَلِّبُهُمْ ذَاتَ الْيَمِينِ وَذَاتَ الشِّمَالِ. There was no fear of an ant even coming towards their body. When a body is lying still for too long, then insect starts coming. He says, if you had to come to them, you would see them fast asleep, but they look like they're wide awake. No insect was going to come to them also. There was an aura of fear created around them. If anyone ever landed in that tunnel, before even reaching where they were in the deep tunnels, that winds that would blow, that sounds he would hear, لَوِطَّلَعْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. If you have to come there, you'll get fear, filled with fear. You will also go out. 309 years, they remained in such a state. When they woke up, they felt, I think we just went to sleep an hour ago. No difference came in their body. They were miraculous in nature. The world of the Christians spoke about them. Muslims spoke about them. We read about them. When Allah Tabaruk Tala described them, He says, why do you think the people of the cave was something great? We will say, indeed it was great. Meaning, nothing was great. When Allah saw that they were ready to look after themselves, Almighty Allah says, I will now look after you. As those boys in the cave were protected, and around the cave were the worst of fitan, but not one of those trials affected them. Surah Kahf came to teach me and you, if we can become the people of the cave, if we can find our caves, if we can enter our cave, around the cave the winds of fitan and trials will blow. It will blow so hard, but it will not affect the body, the mind, the soul of the individual in the least. But when those boys went out of the cave, everything was clean. When this individual will come out of this world, he will come out without one scratch also. To become from the people of the cave is something which I need to learn, something that you need to learn. Allah Tabaruk Tala bless us all. I ask everyone, make an azam, a promise to Almighty Allah, that when a Friday will come, I will open up for Surah Kahf. If I cannot find time to read the entire surah, my Nabi made it so easy for me. He said then a minimum 10 ayats. Sometimes he spoke of the beginning 10, sometimes the middle 10, sometimes the last 10, sometimes any 10 ayats of Surah Kahf. Any 10 ayats of Surah Kahf. Sometimes he said, memorize it. Sometimes he said, just read it. To create a relationship with the surah. May Allah Tabaruk Tala grant me that relationship, grant you that relationship. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Jazakumullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Like mentioned, the respected Maulana Sahib does have many other programs in Bradford and around Bradford. I request that everyone does try to find out where these programs will be taking place in order to benefit from them. Insha'Allah ta'ala, tomorrow the respected Sheikh will be delivering the Jumu'ah lecture. It will begin at 12:40. I urge all youngsters do turn up and insha'Allah ta'ala benefit from the program and the remainder of the programs as well.